Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg, and this is the Smart Social Skills course. Welcome to week 5 of the course. The topic of this week is the power of truly listening. Being a good listener is an often underdeveloped and underappreciated thing. It certainly was for me. I became better at conversing, I became more socially confident, I understood how to give more value and did it. But one day it just hit me. My listening skills weren't really that developed or good at all. I often just waited for my turn to talk, or my mind wandered. And that is not good at all. Why? Because to truly have a great conversation, you need to be there, not only when you talk. You have to be there and listen and understand as best you can how the other person is thinking and feeling. Without the true listening, there will be no deeper connection or a good relationship. The potential of the relationship, the date, the meeting, or simple conversation over lunch will simply be unfulfilled if you don't listen and if you only focus on yourself and your needs. So what can you do to improve your listening skills? This week's guide will cover the 3 habits I have found to be most helpful. First, fully and mindfully be there. 2 weeks ago, we explored mindfulness in conversations as a very effective way to reduce nervousness and shyness. And guess what? It works just as well to become a better listener. By being fully in the moment, you notice not only what the other person is saying instead of being partly in the past or future in your head. You also notice details like body language and voice tonality, and you become better at picking up underlying emotions or ideas the other person is trying to communicate. So keep being mindful in conversations this week too. Keep focusing on your breathing and on being fully there with all your senses. It will help you and the interactions you're having in several important ways. The second thing is to keep this in mind. Listening is win-win. Many may not listen so well because they think they don't get that much out of it personally. But the better you listen, the better they will listen, and the better the relationship and everything will be. If you focus on understanding him or her and giving value based on that, then you get the same thing back. Remember what we explored last week. You get what you give. So, to deepen relationships and to make true and lasting connections and to simply get people to listen better to you, become a better listener. This thought has been a powerful motivator for me to become a better listener. Remind yourself of it before you head into a conversation. The third thing is this. Tell yourself you will tell someone else about this conversation later on. One of the best ways to remember something better is to know that you're going to tell what you have learned to someone else. Then you'll be more alert, and what is said in the conversation simply seems to stick better in my experience. So tell yourself that later on today, you will tell someone else about what Bob or Lisa told you in the conversation you are having. You may not always tell someone else or even be able to because what you learn might be private. But using this mindset and practicing it and actually telling someone about the conversation when it is possible can be a big help. By using this technique, you'll also naturally start asking more follow-up questions because you want to understand more deeply. And this also makes the other person that is talking to you feel more understood and interesting, and so your conversation and relationship will be better. Here are the action steps for this week. Day 1. Just before one conversation or meeting today, remind yourself of what is in it for you to listen better. Then try to stay fully and mindfully there in the conversation. Truly be there and truly listen. And that is all. Day 2. Tell yourself that you will tell someone else what you learn in one conversation you are having today. See how that improves your recollection and understanding. If possible, do tell it to someone else. The rest of the week, remind yourself of the benefits before your meetings and conversations. use either mindfulness or the tell someone else technique in conversations. Choose to practice the one that worked best for you during day 1 and 2. Day number 7. Use the worksheet to see what went well and not so well this week.